This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 10 members of the Colorado National Guard will head to Thailand for army-to-army exercises hosted by the Royal Thai Army. The annual bilateral exercises are meant to improve coordination between the two militaries for disaster relief, humanitarian aid, and mission readiness. RTD officials honored a historic 1970s protest for transit accessibility on Thursday. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
5 decades ago, passengers had to climb steps to get on public buses in most U.S. cities. RTD CEO Deborah Johnson says that changed after protests in Denver.
We are assembled here to commemorate history that occurred 45 years ago just outside these doors in front of the state capitol.
Now, every bus and train is wheelchair ready. RTD provides van rides, too. But Joe Beaver of Lakewood says those can be difficult to use.
The main thing is reliability. I got left in the rain because they didn't show up.
Beaver says RTD has come a long way since the 70s, but there is a lot more work to be done. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Camping reservations at Lake Pueblo State Park are on hold after a water main break earlier this week. The park is without potable water, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife says all 6 campgrounds are affected. Other impacted locations include the visitor center, both marinas, and the swim beach. The park's manager says repairs are underway, but campground reservations are on hold until at least Wednesday. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.